You're listening to SBS News.
There is real concern about a resurgence of COVID-19 cases in countries that had seemingly managed to get the virus under control. The World Health Organization's Director General, Tedros Ghebreyesus, says that big gatherings, such as those seen in Europe's tourist season, are contributing to the rise in cases.
As societies open up, many are starting to see a resurgence of transmission. Much of this resurgence is occurring in clusters of cases related to gatherings of people, including at stadiums, nightclubs, places of worship, and crowds. These types of gatherings can be amplifying events that can be the spark that creates a much larger fire. Every country and community must make its own decisions about how to host this event safely, based on their own level of risk.
The European Union has responded to the surge in cases in many of its member states by signing a contract with British pharmaceutical company AstraZeneca. The contract provides for the 27 EU nations to buy 300 million doses of a future COVID-19 vaccine, with an option for 100 million more. It also allows vaccines to be donated to poorer countries or redirected to other European nations. EU Commission spokesperson Tim McPhee says the EU is discussing similar arrangements with other vaccine manufacturers.
Today's contract is based on the advance purchase agreement approved on the 14th of August and will be financed with the emergency support instrument. The Commission negotiated this agreement on behalf of all the EU member states, building on the groundwork laid with AstraZeneca by France, Germany, Italy and the Netherlands. The Commission continues discussions for similar agreements with other vaccine manufacturers and has concluded successful exploratory talks with Sanofi GSK on 31st of July, with Johnson & Johnson on the 13th of August, with CureVac on the 18th of August and with Moderna on the 24th of August.
Germany is one of the countries where infections are rising. The imposing and a loosening of virus-related restrictions is a matter for the 16 states in the highly decentralized country, which has resulted in a patchwork of different rules and regulations. Some areas have no punishment for people who don't wear masks as required on public transport, while others have quite high fines. German Chancellor Angela Merkel has been consulting with state governors on a more uniform approach, and Ms. Merkel says all states except for Saxony-Anhalt have agreed to a minimum $80 fine for people who are found not to be wearing a mask. Ms. Merkel also spoke about fresh travel advice.
We have decided today, and this is new, that we call for avoiding travel in designated risk areas wherever possible.
The eyes of the world have been on Sweden for much of the pandemic, after the Scandinavian country adopted a far more liberal approach than the lockdowns imposed by many countries around the world. It left most schools and businesses open, and although its death rate is one of the worst in the world, it is still lower than some European countries, which adopted much harsher measures, including Italy, Britain, and Spain. More than 5,700 Swedes have died since the start of the year, but with new infections and deaths falling, the Swedish government has raised the limit for attendance at events like concerts and football matches from 50 people to 500. Sweden's Public Health Agency Chief Epidemiologist Anders Tegnell explains.
As everyone is aware, there is a huge number of different kinds of public events that won't be covered by this, because one has chosen those that are relatively easy to implement, and those are the events with numbered seats, because there one can quite easily find models for how to organise them so that they aren't too crowded and people aren't seated too closely. Work is being done on how to develop rules for other types of events, but this is the first step.
Large gatherings were banned, and Swedes were asked to avoid non-essential travel as well as isolate if they were unwell. But unlike many of their European neighbours, which shut down and reopened for the summer, most of Sweden's measures to try and curb infections remain the same. The Spanish government has announced that all school children aged 6 and over must wear masks to class. There was some speculation the start of the new term may be delayed, given Spain is recording thousands of new cases every day since it came out of a strict lockdown at the end of June. Spain's Education Minister Isabel Celá says it's important that students return to school.
Estamos seguros de que las familias We assure families are responsible and are aware about their children's right to education, and even if there could be vulnerable groups or more causes to justify a child's absence at a certain moment, according to their personal and family situations, they have to attend class. They have to attend class. It's their obligation to attend class and furthermore be tested and to follow the educational cycle.
The Tour de France was postponed earlier in the year, and with the escalation in cases in Europe, there was some doubt it would happen at all. But it will begin tomorrow night, broadcast live on SBS. Organisers have asked spectators to wear face masks and keep their distance. However, those familiar with the tour will know that is a huge departure from the usual scenes of fans packed along the side of the road cheering on the riders. The 176 riders are expected to be sealed off from the outside world when they're not on the road. But failure to safely steer the event to the cobbles of the Champs-Élysées in Paris on September 20 will surely cast further doubt on the feasibility of holding large sporting events during the pandemic. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Matt Kennellan, SBS News.